You're listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. We are in the dining room of the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island during the Detroit Regional Chamber's annual Mackinac Policy Conference. I want to welcome a really important voice in Michigan to the show. Jeff Donofrio is the CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Stephen, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Talk about what Business Leaders is and why what I just said, that it is a really critical part of our state. What is it that you guys are up to and doing?
Well, Business Leaders for Michigan has been around since 2009. We represent the largest employers in the state. They are putting more than $1 trillion into the economy every year, and they represent 500,000 employees in the state. So their investments, the work they do, is driving Michigan's economy. What we're focused on is how we make Michigan more competitive, how we compete to win, which is our new plan for the state to become top 10. And it really focuses on four areas. Doing better by our kids, right? We need to have the world-class K-12 system that's going to put Michigan above all else and really help us bring in new investments, new jobs, generate new companies. We need to make sure that we invest in people. One of the things we've struggled with as Michigan is we're 41st in labor force participation rates. We're 44th in growth. So we have a lot of people we got to get back in the workforce and a lot of people we have to help move along a career pathway. We've also got to bring more people into the state, particularly with high skills. So immigration, migration to the state is really important. We've got to accelerate our economy, make sure that we can win projects and jobs and investment and really compete against these other states, many of which we've seen have gotten big investments in industries that have been the core of Michigan's economy for so long. And then finally, we've got to get the fundamentals right, that infrastructure investment, making sure that we're a welcoming state, making sure that we have protections in place and a competitive tax and regulatory climate, all really important and things we're focused on.
So we are not a top 10 state. I mean, it is, of course, implied by the theme here. But I'm not sure people really understand how far we are from being a top 10 state and the fact that we've been sliding backwards for quite a while now.
We have. You know, so we hit rock bottom just after the Great Recession, where we were 49th out of 50. And the progress we've made since then to get to 29th is something we should celebrate. There were a lot of investment, a lot of new jobs created, a lot of, you know, strong leaders who made that happen. But getting from 29th to, you know, middle to top is going to be really tough.
Yeah.
And when you look at some of the statistics, if we're 41st in labor force participation and we're 35th or 36th in education, the number of people who have degrees after high school, poverty is high, and there are too many things that we need to overcome. There are a lot of headwinds. But we have this great opportunity. We've got $10 billion in one-time funding that we can invest to accelerate our place to really overtake some of those states that in recent years have been overtaking Michigan.
Yeah. One of the things that I also think it's hard for people to quite grasp is the need for investment.
Yes.
Investment in our people, investment in our infrastructure as a way to move up that economic ladder. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people think it's an either-or question of tax policy, right? If we have this tax or that tax or this tax incentive or that tax incentive, that's the way forward. But they're not thinking about these long-term investments that pay off in ways that other states are really enjoying right now, but
Absolutely.
That we are really far behind on.
I'll give you two examples, Stephen. The Ford Blue Oval site went down to Tennessee on a site that had been invested in by the state of Tennessee for 20 years. Mm. Infrastructure had been put in place. The state was maintaining that site, pitching it, and it was available for this multi-billion dollar investment, the largest investment I think Ford made. We don't have that same discipline or strategy here in Michigan, and that's putting us at a disadvantage when these mega battery sites and other projects are looking for places. The other thing is, we always considered ourselves a higher talented, educated workforce than some of the states in the South, Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and that was true 10 years ago. Today, that's not true. Georgia and Kentucky are more educated states than Michigan. Tennessee is on our heels. And it's because they put in place investments that help people get to college, that help people get apprenticeships and credentials and degrees in ways that Michigan is only now starting to put in place.
The level of cooperation in these states that are ahead of us, I think, is also key. And it's been a huge hurdle for us here.
Yeah.
When I talk about cooperation, I'm not just talking about Republicans and Democrats in Lansing. talking about business and politics, business and philanthropy, education and politicians. We're not winning on many of those fronts either.
Yeah, you know, the persistence towards executing on a strategy over decades is what winning states are doing on a continual basis. And that's what we see across the board and countries that we're competing against too. You look at Canada, Ottawa and Ontario, Toronto have grown by leaps and bounds because of their immigration policies. And that's, you know, resulted in a lot more investment of new jobs, startup businesses, in a way that Michigan really hasn't seen and the United States hasn't seen in some regards. We've talked about the fact that strategies here in Michigan sometimes don't outlast political terms of office, right? Whether that's legislature or governor, mm-hmm. but sometimes it doesn't even outlast an individual's term. So within 2 or 4 years, we change strategies. And we, you know, have a new policy on education performance standards, or we have a new policy on economic development every couple of years that throws out what we just invested in and worked to create. And that's really putting us behind. Yeah. We've got to have that strategy. And you're right, it goes beyond just policymakers. It's the business community. It's philanthropy. Stephen, we've talked a lot about Southeast Michigan and how dysfunctional it has been at times, with even just from a regional labor shed coordinating and trying to solve talent problems, trying to approach economic development as a team. Mm-hmm. It's not happened in the past. And we know even in public transportation, we haven't been able to solve those issues.
Leadership, of course, is the thing that in many states gets everybody going on all of these different issues. We struggle with that in Michigan as well, but I wonder if you can talk about a leader or a set of leaders who you would like to see take this report and run with it, compete to win our path to top 10. Who has to be at the front of that line?
I think it starts with the legislature and the governor coming together and trying to solve these issues. You saw in December where they came together and created the SOAR Fund, an incentive program that helped with closing of deals, right? It wasn't going to win us deals just on its own, but it would help us get across the finish line. Mm-hmm. It also put money into proactive site development. So there were shovel-ready sites that businesses could come and invest in and bring jobs to the state in. That's the type of leadership we need to come around these issues. But Stephen, I think there's an issue that many of us are talking about on the island here, which is if the problem isn't well understood by the public too, it's very difficult for there to be consistency and that for our leaders to take it seriously. Education being a great example of that. We did a survey in February and asked voters, you know, where do we rank Michigan's education system? And they said 26.5, right in the middle of the country. So they think our education system is average. When you ask them, where does your local education, your school district rank, they said above average or excellent. And what we know from the data is that Michigan is at the bottom of performance mm-hmm. among states, and that every district, high-performing districts, medium-performing districts, low-performing districts, are underperforming their peers across the country.
Do you see someone who seems ripe for the baton handoff here, right? Somebody who could be our champion.
I do think that with term limit reform, we're going to have a chance if that passes this year.
That's a really important change that yep. we have just begun to talk about, really. But giving people yeah. more opportunity to learn how legislative process works and things like that before they have to go back home.
Can you imagine any other profession where you would say, you know, inexperience is the most important thing
right.
for you
it's
to
the
have.
The only thing. That's
yeah.
right.
So we've endorsed the term limits proposal, and we think it's a step in the right direction to help have consistency in leadership that is going to build relationships across the aisle and even within their own caucus. Because when you see so much turnover every year, it is really hard to understand what came before, why it happened, what the issues are, and then how to solve them for the long term, not just in a press release or with a silver bullet.
Yeah. So I'm asking everybody up here, and I'm going to ask you about your goals for the week. So why
right.
are you here?
I'm here because of this Compete to Win plan, right? There are so many things that we could be doing today that will make Michigan a better state in 1 or 2, 3 years, but also that will put Michigan on a different path. So in 10 years, in 20 years, we can say we didn't waste this moment in time where there's $10 billion of one-time money, where there's a real urgent need coming out of the pandemic to put Michigan in a place where it's education, it's economic development, it's talent development, and its overall competitiveness is going to be in a place where it hasn't been in decades.
Yeah.
So those are the conversations I'm having with business leaders, with elected officials, and this is a place where, because everyone is here, you get a lot done. There's the potential to have those agreements and those conversations, and it's happening.
Yeah. All right, Jeff D'Onofrio, always great to see you.
You too, Stephen.
And really appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for everything you do, and appreciate being here.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more Detroit Today.